Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivashakam Vitamscha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'll speak in English, obviously, but will someone translate? Is it required for translation? Okay, okay. All right. So I've been asked to speak to you about ashram life. I don't usually speak about that. I used to speak about it a lot. But then I wrote a book called Brahmacharya and Krishna Consciousness. I think that was the first book I wrote in English. My first book was in Bengali, actually. Yeah, in Bengali. But the first book I did in English was the Brahmachari book. And then, because so many things I used to say to them about do this, don't do this, but it's pretty much all in that book. One thing I didn't put in the book was don't fiddle with the cartels when during the class. Just in Colombo, I was just there, and he had autistic children. One doctor was there, and he said one of the things they do, they're always fixated on their hands. So I see some devotees during the class, it's a common habit, they become very interested in their hands. They don't know what autistic, they got lost on the word autistic. Anyway, the essence of that Brahmachari book is take it seriously. Gambhiraman, is it? Tivraman is intensely.
Intense.
And seriously?
Seriously. In Tamil, there are words sometimes.
They have crossed meanings, yeah. Yeah, I guess intensely and seriously are similar.
Similar,
yeah. Not exactly the same.
But some changes, but in Tamil, the words are...
They're not necessarily the same. Just like in Hindi, sawal means question, and in Tamil it means challenge. Yeah, right. It's a completely different meaning. As soon as you ask someone a question, it becomes a challenge. Seems like that. The motto for taking Krishna consciousness seriously is Ridehama Dham Sulabham Sudur Labham Plavan Sukalpo Guru Karna Dharam Mayanu Kulena Nabhasvateritam Puman Bhavabdhim Natared Saatmaha. This is a verse from the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. So one of the things as brahmacharis you can do with your sharp brahmachari brains is to memorize slokas. Tivra cannot, you can also say Tivra Buddhi means sharp intelligence. In Tamil you can say No, I'm not trying to catch you out again, but at least in North Indian languages, you can say Tivra Buddhi means sharp intelligence. So this verse, the translation of it is as follows, that having attained the human life, that's the first advantage. Because it is very rarely attained. But now we got it. We don't have to think how I got it. We're now in the human form of life. It is meant for crossing the ocean of material existence. Bhima Bhavanavam. There are many, samsara saga. There are many descriptions. One of them is Bhima Bhavanavam, the terrible ocean of repeated birth and death. Bhavarnavam. That's from Shankaracharya. So the human form, the human body, is compared to a boat which is suitable for crossing the ocean. And the guru, if you also happen to have a good guru, then he's like the good captain for taking the boat across the ocean. And Krishna's instructions in Shastra, they're like the favorable winds which help to blow you across. So if we have all these advantages and we still fail, we don't take advantage, then it is just as if we are killing ourselves. So this is not only for ashram niva or those who live in an ashram. Actually, everyone's supposed to live in an ashram. If not necessary, either brahmacharya ashram, grihastha ashram, valnaprastha ashram, sannyas ashram. It's not just a building, but it's a state of consciousness.
Brahmacharya ashram, grihastha ashram, valnaprastha ashram, sannyasam ashram, oru kattaram pondrathu kedaiyadhu. Adhu namma vaazhkaiyil irukkakoodiya oru nilai.
But the brahmacharya ashram is especially meant for spiritual training and commitment.
Brahmacharya ashram kurippaga payirchikkum adukapram commitment thanai
samarpanam
seiyadhukaga.
That's why we know in the story of the there was the butcher. He said, don't live and don't die. The prince, Jivova Marova, the prince, he should live forever. The brahmachari, you can die just now, because anyway, you're in a good position, you can die now.
Now
for the Raja, Yeah, for the butchers, don't live and don't die. Don't live and don't die.
கசாப்பு கடையில வேலை செய்யக்கூடிய நபர் வந்து அவர் வாழவும் கூடாது சாவவும் கூடாது. ஏன்னா வாழும் போதும் சாவும் போதும் ரெண்டுமே அவர்.
And for the sadhu, it's you can live or die, either.
Brahmachari, sadhu vandu?
No, the brahmachari is different from the sadhu.
Sadhu is different. Sadhu vandu, avar vaazhndhaalum paravaala, irundhaalum paravaala.
So the prince, he should live forever, because he's enjoying life now, but once he dies, he has to suffer so much for his sinful activities.
இளவரசன் வந்து அவர் வந்து எப்பவும் வாழ்ந்துட்டே இருக்கணும். ஏன்னா அவர் வாழும்போது சுகபோகங்களோட வாழலாம், ஆனா இறந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் அவருக்கு என்ன நடக்கும் தெரியாது. பெரும்பாலும் அவர்
Sadhu, he can live or die, because when he's alive, he's serving Krishna, he's in bliss, and when he dies, he's serving Krishna, he's in bliss, it's all the same. He's Jivan Mukta.
Sadhu vandu vaazhndhaalum seri, irundhaalum seri, ena avar vandu vaazhumbodhu avar eppovume Krishna vazhipattu andha aanandathil irukkar.
Even in this world, Iha, who is fully absorbed in Haridasya, service to the Supreme Lord Hari, with his activities, his mind, his words, in all situations, such a person is known to be liberated in this very life.
இந்த வாழ்க்கையிலே வந்து யார் கிருஷ்ணர் மேல தன்னோட மனசாலையும் வார்த்தைகளாலையும் உடம்பாலையும் புத்தியாலையும் தன்னை ஈடுபடுத்திக்கிறாரோ,
in all situations,
in all situations,
he is liberated in this very life. Whatever he may be doing. Then for the butcher, don't live and don't die. His life is simply ghastly. And when he dies, he has to suffer so many sinful reactions.
அவர் இறந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் அவர் செஞ்ச பாவத்துக்காக அவர் ரொம்பவே துன்பமடையணும்.
But the brahmachari better die now.
Brahmacharya, அவர் இப்பவே இறந்து போகணும்.
Because he is very well situated, so he can, if he dies now, he'll go back to Godhead.
ஏன்னா அவர் இப்போ நல்ல நிலைமையில இருக்கிறார், அதனால இப்போ அவர் இறந்துட்டார் அப்படின்னா அவர் கண்டிப்பாக பகவான் வைகுண்டத்தை அடைந்துடுவார்.
But later you don't know.
ஆனா
when he comes out of the brahmachari ashram and gets married, then he may get involved in so many things and he may not become a sadhu.
The
brahmachari life is meant to be very pure. Many years ago, I remember, this was before the word internet even existed. And we used to get news of Prabhupada by one newsletter would come out, BBT newsletter. Sometimes they would give news of Prabhupada, what he was doing. So in those days, Srila Prabhupada, he used to speak about different things, but many things we didn't have much idea about.
Srila Prabhupada vandu pala pala vishayangala pathi pesi pesuvar, ana engalukku perumbalum pala vishayangal pathi engalukku edhume theriyadhu.
Srila Prabhupada was going on, we didn't have so many books. He was going on translating the books.
Srila Prabhupada vandu todarndhu புத்தகங்களை மொழிபெயர்த்து வந்துட்டு அப்ப எங்களுக்கு அந்த அளவுக்கு புத்தகங்கள் இல்ல.
So it came out that in one conversation, one devotee had asked Srila Prabhupada if Gurukul is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the seventh, it's mentioned in the seventh canto, but that hadn't been translated at that point.
So அப்போ ஒரு உரையாடல ஒரு சீடர் ஸ்ரீல பிரபாதர் கிட்ட கேக்குறார், குருகுலம் அப்படிங்கிற வார்த்தை ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதத்துல இருக்கா? ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதத்து ஏழாவது காண்டத்துல இருக்கு. அப்போ ஆனா ஏழாவது காண்டம் இன்னும் மொழிபெயர்த்து வெளியில வரல.
So Prabhupada said yes, and he spoke this verse. Brahmachari gurukule vasandanto gurur hitam suhridam dasavanacharam nicho suhridam gur sudridha guru sohridham. So that the brahmachari lives in the place of the guru.
Apo Srila Prabhupada in the sloka the melkol katra brahmacharya abrina avar vandu குருகுலத்தை வாழ வேண்டியவர்.
Controlling his senses.
தன்னோட புலன்களை கட்டுப்படுத்தி வாழணும்.
And he acts only for the benefit of the guru.
அவர் எப்பவுமே குருவோட நலனுக்காக எப்பவுமே தன் எல்லா காரியங்களிலும் ஈடுபடுவார்.
He's trained to think not what I want but what does my guru want me to do.
அவரோட பயிற்சி என்ன அப்படினா எனக்கு என்ன வேணும் அப்படிங்கறத பத்தி யோசிக்காம குருக்கு என்ன வேணும் அப்படிங்கறத பத்தி யோசிப்பார்.
He behaves like a menial servant.
அவர் வந்து ஒரு சேவகனாக கடைநிலை சேவகனாக தன்னை பாவிச்சிக்கிறதுக்கு பயிற்சி
எடுக்கிறார். Sudra Guru Sohridam and very strong sense of intimacy with the Guru.
அப்போ அவர் வந்து தன்னோட குருவோட ரொம்ப ஒரு நெருங்கிய உறவை வளர்த்திக்கிறார்.
So it's a very pure life.
இது வந்து ரொம்ப தூய்மையான ஒரு வாழ்க்கை.
Very disciplined life.
ரொம்ப நேர்மையா நடத்தையோட இருக்கக்கூடிய வாழ்க்கை.
There's no opportunity for any misbehavior.
இந்த வாழ்க்கையில வந்து நமக்கு தவறான செயல்களில் காரியங்களில் ஈடுபடுறதுக்கான வாய்ப்புகள் கிடையாது.
Later he may go in the world and then he may have more independence, but as a brahmachari, very disciplined life.
Vinadi avar vandu veli ulagathukku poi pala kaariyangal eedupadrathukku avar sugandharam kadaikala, ana brahmacharya vaarumbodhu avarku andha sugandharam kadaiyadhu.
So you might not find yourself exactly in that situation nowadays.
Neengala vandu andha soonnalaiyile ungala neenga illama irukkalam.
And the culture has changed so that even though there are gurukuls, but in many of them the discipline is not enforced in the same way.
கலாச்சாரம் மாறி விட்டது. அதனால குருகுலங்கள் இருந்தாலும் இந்த நேர்மை நடத்தை வந்து அந்த அளவுக்கு வந்து வலிமையாக கட்டாயப்படுத்துறது கிடையாது.
Nowadays if you try to discipline the children they'll call it child abuse.
இப்பலாம் நீங்க வந்து குழந்தைகளை வந்து தண்டிக்கிறோம் ஒழுங்குபடுத்தணும் அப்படின்னா அவங்க அதை வந்து குழந்தைங்களுக்கு செய்யக்கூடிய அபராதமா எடுத்துப்பாங்க.
But actually brahmachari should be very disciplined.
ஆனா பிரம்மச்சாரிகள் வந்து ரொம்ப நேர்மை நடத்தையோட இருக்கணும்.
And they have to imbibe self-discipline. That's part of my brahmachari book, major part. Freedom comes from discipline. The modern idea is that freedom means no discipline.
நவீன சமுதாயத்தில் இருக்கக்கூடிய கருத்து என்ன அப்படின்னா கட்டுப்பாடு இல்லாத நிலைமையிலிருந்து வருகிறது.
That's like the freedom of a madman.
அது வந்து ஒரு பைத்தியக்காரனோட சுதந்திரம் போல.
Madman is free to wander in the street directing the traffic in his imagination, never bathing.
ஒரு பைத்தியக்காரனுக்கு சுதந்திரம் இருக்கு நடுத்தரில் நின்னுட்டு டிராபிக் வந்து ஒழுங்குபடுத்தலாம் அவரோட மனசுல குளிக்காம இருக்கலாம்.
But real freedom means freedom from the pushing of the mind and senses.
ஆனா உண்மையான சுதந்திரம் என்ன அப்படினா புலன்களோட வலிமையில இருந்து மனதோட வலிமையில இருந்து தன்னை விடுபடுகிறது.
That comes by discipline and especially self-discipline.
அது வந்து கட்டுப்பாட்டிலிருந்து வருது முக்கியமாக சுய கட்டுப்பாட்டிலிருந்து வருகிறது.
So take advantage of this situation.
அதனால நீங்க எல்லாரும் இப்ப இருக்கக்கூடிய சூழ்நிலையில இந்த வாய்ப்பை நல்லா உபயோகப்படுத்திக்கோங்க.
Read, study, do good sadhana.
படியுங்கள், படியுங்கள், தீவிரமான தீவிரமாக படியுங்கள், நல்லா நல்லா சாதனா செய்யுங்கள்.
Learn slokams.
உங்களோட அந்த ஸ்லோகங்களை மனப்பாடம் செய்யுங்கள்.
And preach Krishna consciousness.
பிரச்சாரம் செய்யுங்கள், கிருஷ்ண பக்தி பிரச்சாரம் செய்யுங்கள்.
ஜன்ம சாதக கோரி கோரோ பர உபகார. Make your own life successful in Krishna consciousness and try to benefit others.
ஜன்ம சாதக கோரி கோரோ பர உபகார். உங்களோட வாழ்க்கையை பக்குவப்படுத்திக்கோங்க, மற்றவங்களோட வாழ்க்கையையும் அவங்களையும் பக்குவ நிலைக்கு கொண்டு வாங்க.
So I didn't say anything new. I hope you've heard this all before. But it's a reminder. As you hear Prabhupada, sometimes you think he's saying the same thing over and over again. Yeah, we need to hear it again and again. You're not this body. We may go on hearing 30 years, 40 years. Sometimes you say, oh, I'm not this body. Oh, yeah, okay, now I am. It seems like I'm this body. It's rather hot here, isn't it? Late September evening and the temperature is what? 30 plus?
September.
Too hot. But how do you feel that? It's only the body. But I'm not the body. But I certainly feels like I'm the body.
September is the last year. The temperature is 30 degrees. It's very hot. நான் இந்த உடம்பு இல்ல, ஆனாலும் அந்த வெப்பத்தை நான் உணர்கிறேன். அப்ப நான் இந்த உடம்பு இருக்கிறேன், நான் இந்த உடம்பு மாதிரிதான் தோன்கிறது.
So yeah, we feel it with the body, but Krishna advises, don't become disturbed. Sukhe dukhe samaye kritva. Happiness and distress, be equal in both.
நம்ம இந்த உடம்பு, நாம இந்த உடம்பு மாதிரிதான் நமக்கு தோணும், ஆனா கிருஷ்ணன் சொல்ற இந்த மாதிரி
So we experience through the body, but we have to go on serving Krishna in all circumstances.
நாம் இந்த உடம்பால அனுபவிக்கிறோம், ஆனா நம்ம அதெல்லாம் தாண்டி நம்ம கிருஷ்ணருக்கு வந்து தொடர்ந்து சேவை செஞ்சுட்டு இருக்கோம்.
I experience through this body heat and cold, health and sickness, honor and dishonor, man apaman, all these things.
நான் இந்த உடம்பால வெப்பம், குளிர், மான, அவமானம்.
That's the mind, body, mind, yeah.
இந்த மாதிரி நான் அனுபவிக்கிறேன், ஆனாலும் இதனால நம்ம சஞ்சலம் அடைய கூடாது.
But I'm not the body.
ஆனா நான் இந்த உடம்பல்ல.
I am spirit soul.
நான் ஆன்மீகமான ஆத்மா.
Servant of Krishna.
கிருஷ்ணரோட சேவகன்.
So I have to serve Krishna.
அதனால நான் கிருஷ்ணரை சேவை செய்யணும்.
Maybe hot, maybe cold, maybe happy, maybe distressed, I have to serve Krishna.
வெப்பமாக இருக்கலாம், குளிராக இருக்கலாம், நான் சந்தோஷமா இருக்கலாம், துக்கமா இருக்கலாம், ஆனாலும் நான் தொடர்ந்து கிருஷ்ணருக்கு சேவை செஞ்சிட்டே இருக்கேன்.
So should we go to that other program?
While we are going preaching, we face many difficulties. So how can...
So sit in the ashram and drink 7-Up.
பிரச்சாரம் செய்யும் போது பல தடைகளை சந்திக்கிறேன். அப்ப என்ன செய்யறது?
When we face difficulties in preaching, so what should we do? Do you have 7-Up in India? Tomar shevai dukhoi jato sheyo to paramashuk, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Difficulties encountered in your service are the highest happiness. Oh, remember Prabhupada. Whatever difficulty we face, it's nothing compared to what Prabhupada faced. What difficulty he went through to give us the great opportunity to face difficulties in preaching.
ஆரம்ப காலத்துல இருந்தே நம்ம இதெல்லாம் வரல, குருகுலம் உள்ளதுக்கும் கிடையாது. இடப்பட்ட காலத்துல ஒரு 20-25 வயசுக்கு போறதுக்கு போறதுதான் நம்ம பிரம்மச்சாரி வாழ்க்கை. இப்போ உள்ள நம்ம சேரும், இது எப்படி கொண்டு போறது? ஒரு குறிப்பிட்ட ஒரு 6 மாசம் வரைதான் அந்த உணர்வு இருக்கு, அதுக்கப்புறம் மீண்டும் பழைய வேலையே இருக்கு.
And all that. So they came in the age of 25 or so, and for 6 months he feels like brahmachari, and then again there's maya.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? You're going to go back and be a vyabhichari? You choose. You want to be brahmachari or vyabhichari? You might think, well, maybe in the next life I'll have the opportunity to be born and go to the Gurukul. But you're in it now. Now take advantage of it. Not only do we have 25 years of bad sanskaras in this life, but we have unlimited sanskaras from unlimited lifetimes. So the only solution is tivrena bhakti yogena, to perform bhakti with lot of intensity. Be Guru Das, Krishna Das.
Guru Dasara, Krishna Dasara Rikirdanti.
Not Manadas.
Manadasara Lama.
Jeev Krishna Das, Abhishas, Korleta or Dukhanai. If one thinks, I am, the Jiva is the servant of Krishna. You just believe this, all your problems are finished.
Jeevan Tana Krishna Roda Dasanaga Nanacha Matume, our other Ella Prachanigalyu, Tandi Vidamudya.
It's a great process. Chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise you can become a yogi and sit and meditate, but can you control the mind for 5 seconds? Or you can become a Buddhist meditator And then you have to sit straight. And if you go a little bit unstraight, they'll come and whack you on the back with a bamboo rod. I think chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasadam is a much better process. Anyway, it's up to you. That he's still making movies. Rajinikant. You can go and watch them if you like. Up to you. But it's a useless waste of your valuable human life. That Buddhism or yoga, even if you become successful in it, then what do you get anyway? You just at the end of it, there's a big zero. Yeah. What do you get out of it? Nothing. Exactly. So, chant Hare Krishna. At least in your next life, you can go on chanting Hare Krishna. Seems to be a pretty good deal to me. Anyway, up to you. Every jiva is independent.
Even after practicing for so many years, do not realize that we are not this body. So how much more should I do to realize that I am not this body?
Just as ever, just go on as long as you need. Whatever it takes. But you realized, otherwise why are you going on with this? Some realization, it must be. It's just a difference between pakka and apakva. The mango is on the tree, maybe apakva. But if it just remains on the tree, it'll become fully ripe. Yeah, we should move on. Yeah.